Welcome to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast, where it's all about getting real around all things coaching.
And what we know for sure is that what got you here won't get you there.
You can't see the spinach in your own teeth.
And finally, hang on, because this one's really deep. Once you realize that you are the traffic, everything makes complete and unadulterated sense.
Give me a tea. All right, so I was just seeing if Karen would start off with a little cheer with me, but we're just going to dive right on in. I think we're going to bypass that wish I had, and we're going to talk a little bit about trust.
Trust.
And we're going to talk about the importance of trust.
You know what, Jen, it's funny. It's such a small word, but it's so big, and it's the foundation for everything. And if you don't think that it's the foundation for everything, I think that it's time to re-examine what that really means to you. Because if you don't think of the most important relationships that you have in your life, and if trust is missing, then like what else is missing from that relationship? Because trust is the foundation for all of it. And it's interesting because it's about, you know, how do you build it? How do you keep it? How do you make sure that it's something that stays such a foundational principle for you? And it doesn't matter if you're in a corporation. It doesn't matter if you're in a family. It doesn't matter if you're on a team. Trust is what's going to make things really work.
You know, it's interesting. You had me thinking about, so I was dating somebody once, obviously before you, or that would be a whole different podcast about trust. But many, many years ago. And the person said to me, we were talking about trust. And they said to me, people need to earn my trust. And I immediately wanted to stop dating them. I have to tell you, I was so turned off by that worldview. And I'm going to tell you the reason why. Because I give trust and I meet people with trust. And then if something happens, then the trust goes away and then I make a decision. When I hear people need to earn my trust, what I hear is a very unequal relationship. What it's saying is you need to work hard so that in the long run, I can trust you. And I just felt like it was such an interesting perspective, so different than mine. And it got me thinking that many people have a different relationship with trust. And depending on the relationship we'll trust will determine how they show up around trust.
You know, Jen, it's interesting that you said that because what it made me think of was, so no shocking everybody, right? I did 25 years and 2 months in law enforcement. And the interesting thing with trust and being in that world and then not being in that world, it was a little bit of rewiring, right? A little bit of, you know, programming, a little bit of reprogramming because, you know, it sounds funny, but truthfully, in law enforcement, we get lied to a lot. We really do. All right, I wasn't speeding. Okay, so I'm just pulling you over because I feel like it. You know, and you just get lied to so often that you expect that from a lot of times from people that you don't know. Fortunately for me, I and we'll talk emotional intelligence, and we did talk emotional intelligence. But for me, I had a really great ability to compartmentalize. So that was my work life, and you didn't trust people. And in my personal life, I did. So it was a very different kind of, like I said, reprogramming to come out of that world and to see that, okay, you don't really have to not trust people all the time. But I think that the big part about that is you have to be open enough to know that, okay, yeah, not everybody's going to lie to you all the time. It's not that world. So I basically, you know, had the police world as one thing and my personal life as a complete other thing. Now they're meshed together and I could totally understand, you know, what you're saying about, you know, now it's just, okay, yeah, I trust people. I trust people. Nobody has to earn anything. Nobody has to, like, you know, there has to be any trust falls. It's just, this is just the way I feel now.
And yeah.
It's different from the way I felt.
Yeah, which makes sense. Totally makes sense. So let's talk a little bit about the importance of trust. So whether we're coaching and you're in a coach-client relationship, whether you're maybe working with a team or you're the leader of a team or you're a member of a team, family, it doesn't really matter, right? So let's just talk about what makes trust so important. So when I think this through, it's if trust wasn't there, what else wouldn't be there? How's that for a question? If trust wasn't there, what else wouldn't show up? So I think vulnerability wouldn't show up.
Integrity.
Okay, great. What else?
Collaboration. The results wouldn't be as good if you're talking about a team, right? So all of those things, you wouldn't be able to have like great, healthy conflict without trust. But I'm gonna hit pause for a second because I think that there's one thing that needs to happen before we start to think about trust and other people and all these kind of things. I think what we need to do is we need to look at ourselves. Do we trust ourselves?
Mm. Good. Good, Karen Sullivan. Good.
Thank you, Jen. I'll be here all day. But the thing here is we do. Because if you don't trust yourself, what's the likelihood that you're going to trust other people? And I think that that's the biggest thing we need to look at first, right? So how credible are you being, right? How much are you doing what you say you're going to do, when you say you're going to do it, how you say you're going to do it? How are you holding yourself accountable? So I think that the big thing here is that for other people to trust you and to believe in you and to have trust as a foundation, you got to trust yourself.
I love that. My mind is like,
I know, I can see it. It's a little dizzying just for the record.
I know. Well, then I sit there and say, okay, so let's play this out, right? So how much do you trust yourself? And yeah, like my head's going in 80,000 different directions. But part of it is also, do I trust myself to speak up for myself? Do I trust myself to have a boundary? Do I trust myself to say yes when I want to say yes, say no when I want to say no? Do I trust myself to follow through with accountability? Do I trust myself to not eat the cookie? I mean, there's so many things that are there. And it's our own, do I trust that I'm going to be okay? Right? Like in terms of,
with eating the cookie.
No, not with the cookie. But that I'll land on my feet.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so, that gets me going. Like how much does trust correlate with confidence? But don't go there. That's just something I'm thinking about. But I think you're right. I think it's...
Thank you.
Yes.
Right.
I'm just, I love the concept of this one a little bit different than I thought it was going to go, but it's really great food for thought. And so what it makes me want to do is to say, okay, so where do I have a line with somebody that I don't trust them around X, Y, and Z, right? So Karen, that we both are not like, I just don't trust that person. We have more of a continuum. We have Correct. Many things. We actually can trust them to show up the way they always do. We can trust them to be consistent. We can trust them to be a jerk. We can trust them to be late, whatever the case is. But I'm going to think of somebody as sort of my takeaway from this episode. I'm going to think of somebody to say, what line, where do I not trust them? Like, what is it specifically? And then how good am I with that thing myself?
So give me an example.
Oh, I don't know. So basically, like if I was to say, so I'm trying to think of, this one's a little bit harder for me to come up with an example. But let's say that I don't trust, we'll just say Sally. I don't trust Sally to tell me her real opinion.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Right? Then I'm going to say, so where do I tell my real opinion?
Okay.
Where do I hold back?
It's kind of like that old mirror thing.
It's a total mirror thing.
Showing up again and again and again.
That's right. So what situations will I always tell people what I'm feeling? What situations do I hold back on telling people what I'm feeling? What's the difference? How is that? How can I trust myself in that situation? So it's about, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of times with that, with trust too, it's, you know, it's like we were just talking about, it's how are you honoring your commitments? How are you honoring your word? And I think that that's why integrity stands up so much for me when it comes to trust. Because that's, it's just so, such a foundation thing. And if I think about it, right, if going back to that self-trust, if you break, now here's a question. If you break commitments that you've made to yourself, do you start not to trust yourself? How's that for a little mind twist?
I like it. So this is going to kick us off for the whole month of talking about trust. And it's really about what's the importance of trust. Because if you don't have trust, there's always going to be some kind of hidden edge that's there that you may not be able to put your finger on, but it definitely is going to be holding something back from the possibility of the relationship.
Yes, Jen, it will. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast. Craving more in-depth discussions? Check out the Get Real Inner Circle with our no BS in crowd of coaches.
Join live coaching discussions, breakdowns of coaching calls, and have some fun while you're at it.
You're going to want to go to kickstartyouredge.com/innercircle. It's time to get real.